Once again, the years roll back, and you are in the Brownstone Theater to attend a performance of Polly of the Circus. It's a theater of memories, this Brownstone Theater. Your own memories, perhaps. For here is that have entertained and thrilled many an audience in many a theater. Plays you will still enjoy. You are in your seat at the Brownstone Theater now, and sitting beside you is the distinguished American drama critic and author, a knowing and charming gentleman, Clayton Hamilton.
Good evening. I'm happy that you can be with us again this evening at the Brownstone Theater, the theater of my memories and your imagination. Circus time is in the air, and also in the Brownstone Theater, because our play tonight is a romantic comedy of the tan bark, Polly of the Circus. It was written by Margaret Mayo, an exceptionally able playwright. It was a hit when it opened many years ago at the Liberty Theater in New York, and it has remained popular ever since, which is the way of a good love story with an attractive setting. It all takes place in a small town, which might be almost any small town, and among the people we shall meet are the Reverend John Douglas, played by Jackson Beck, and a little later, the young lady from the circus, Polly, played by Gertrude Warner. The play begins in John Douglas' parsonage, his home. Across the way is a park, and in the park is the circus. At the rise of the curtain, two of John's parishioners, Mrs. Strong and Deacon Elverson, are looking out of the window rather disapprovingly. Amanda, the maid, is trying to answer their question.
It's simply disgraceful, this circus pitching its tent right under the nose of the parsonage. I'd just like to know what Parson Douglas thinks of it.
He hasn't said anything about it.
Well, I'm sure it distracts him.
It ain't the circus that's distracting him. The way the entire congregation's been coming in all day to peek out of the window.
Amanda Simpson, if you mean me, I was just watching for Mr. Douglas.
I just thought maybe you wanted to see for yourself just how wicked a circus really is. Can't see much from here, though. You ought to go inside the tent.
Me? Go inside the circus tent? Well, oh, here comes the parson now.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Strong. Deacon Elverson. I hope you're enjoying yourself.
It's awful, Parson, isn't it?
What's awful?
The circus. Don't you think it's terrible?
Can't say. I haven't seen it. But I did see the parade. It took me right back to my kid days.
The town has no right to allow those people to pitch their tent so close to the church, to say nothing of letting them parade through the streets. Somebody ought to stop it.
Those parades never change. The same big brass band in the lead, the same green animal wagons, the same beautiful girls in their spangled dresses riding those spirited horses.
Oh.
And the same old clown.
Parson Douglas, I just can't believe my ears. A parson talking like that.
He wasn't a parson in them days.
No, I was just a little boy. What's that? Something's happened. There's been an accident.
I'm going out to see what it is.
See if we can help, Amanda.
Oh, it's probably a fight. Those circus people are always fighting.
No, they're carrying someone. A woman, I think.
Mr. Douglas, one of the little circus girls fell off a horse. I told them they could bring her in here. It's all right, ain't it?
Well, of course. I'll go help them.
He isn't going to bring one of those women in here, is he?
Why not? It's his house, ain't it? And it's the nearest place.
But it's God's house, a sacred place.
Can you think of a better place to do a good deed?
Just put her on the sofa, Doctor.
All right.
Amanda, get some water and that bottle of brandy on the pantry shelf.
Yes.
Brandy in the parsonage.
Doctor, don't you think there are too many people in the room?
I was just going to say that.
Mrs. Strong, I know you're anxious to hear how badly the little girl is hurt. I'll let you know how she is later. You too, of course, Deacon Elverson. So, if you don't mind.
Well, of course. Well,
how bad is it, Doctor?
Well, she doesn't even have any broken bones. But her ankle's badly twisted. She struck the back of her head when she fell. Maybe several hours before she regains consciousness. She really should be in a hospital, but I hate to move her.
She can stay here as long as necessary. Amanda and I can take care of her.
Might be some weeks before she can stand on that porch.
I'm sorry I took so long. Had to convince Miss Strong that the brandy was used strictly for medicinal purposes. Here it is.
Thank you, Amanda. That's fine. Now then, here's some gauze. Put a cold compress on her head and try getting her to sip a little of the brandy.
Yes, sir.
That bandage is all right for the time being. I'll be in again this evening to have a look at her. Meanwhile, she should be in bed.
She can have my bed. I'll be all right on the couch here in the study.
You're fine people, you two. Well, goodbye for now.
Goodbye, Doctor, and thank you. Amanda, couldn't I do that while you go up and get my bed ready for her?
Yes, sir. I'll go and get everything ready.
Come in.
Is this where they brung... Oh, yes, I see. Are you the doctor?
No, I'm the minister, John Douglas. You're from the circus?
Toby's my name. I'm the chief clown. Polly's her uncle, Toby.
Oh, you're her uncle.
Well, not really. She just calls me that. You see, I'm all the folks she's got since her pa and ma died. I kind of brung her up.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I brung some of her things. It's getting kind of chilly out, and she'll need her coat.
The doctor says she won't be able to leave for some time. If you'd like to stay with her...
Well, that's real kind of you, sir, but I can't stay behind. I'm the chief clown, and the show's got to go on.
Well, now, don't you worry. My housekeeper and I will give her the best of care.
Well, thank you, sir. And if it wouldn't be too much trouble, could you keep letting me know how she is? I'll give you our route.
Do that. I'll keep in touch with you.
Well, thank you. You're very good, sir. Some of the people in town don't understand circus people, but we're real respectable, no matter what some folks think. And even if we don't go to church, we got a sort of a religion of our own, faith and loyalty to each other.
Quiet, Bingo. Take it easy. Take it easy, Bingo.
Who is Bingo? Another friend?
One of her best friends. Bingo's her horse.
Oh. Well, Mr. Toby, as I said, I'll write you and so will Polly as soon as she's able.
Thank you.
Don't you worry. She'll be safe here.
Yes, I can see that. She'll be safe here. Safer, maybe, than she's ever been before.
Ain't no use of you trying to get out of the bed, child.
But you don't understand. I got to get back to the show.
But I'm telling you, the show is gone.
Gone?
Yes, you got hurt. They had to leave you here.
The show's gone without me?
Yes.
Gosh, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, what's all this? You aren't trying to get out of bed, are you?
Say, who are you?
I'm John Douglas.
Don't mean a thing to me. I got to get out of here.
I'm afraid you can't. Not for the next few weeks.
Few weeks? Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. What happened? How'd I get here?
You were brought here after the accident.
The accident? Oh, now I remember. Bingo reared, and I fell, and that's about all I can remember. Say, are you the doctor?
No, but this is my house, and you're in my charge.
Huh?
I promised your Uncle Toby that I'd take care of you.
Did Uncle Toby say it was okay for me to stay here?
Yes.
Well, Uncle Toby okayed it. Say, did he tell you about me?
Well, he told us your parents were dead and he had sort of brought you up.
Yeah, that's right. He's been my father and mother for a long time.
Your mother passed on when you were very young?
She didn't pass on. She passed out. Can you beat it? The best rider of her time and she had to fall off a ladder. What a finish.
And your father?
Oh, he got his on the level in the lion cage. Now I got mine.
Oh, but this isn't serious.
Not serious? I'm a star rider.
Is that important?
Is that important? You tell her, mister.
I'm surprised at you, Amanda. The star rider is just about the most important person in the circus.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but almost. Well, that's all there is about me. Now, suppose you tell me your line.
Line?
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a minister.
Ah,
Oh, a sky pilot. Great Barnum and Bailey.
Now, Miss Polly, that's no way to talk about a servant of God.
Did I make a break? I'm sorry, but I never thought I'd be talking to one of you guys. Say, how long you been showing in this town?
About 6 months.
6 months in one town? Holy cow. You must have quite a rep.
Rep?
Repertory, different acts. Oh. You can't give them the same act all the time.
Well, of course not. I preach a different sermon every Sunday.
Boy, that's a tough routine. You write them all yourself?
In a way, I get my text from the Bible and then try to explain it.
Oh. When's your next show?
Mr. Douglas is preaching this moment.
Gee, I wish I could hear you. What are you going to talk about?
The story of Ruth and Naomi.
We got a girl named Ruth in the show. She's one of the freaks, but she's a good egg. Who's
Naomi?
Yeah, the other one.
How would you like to read the story? We have a Bible right here.
Well, I ain't much on reading. It's
got nice pictures in it.
Oh, I like pictures.
Now, you wait. I'll find the place for you. Here. You see? Well, there's a picture of Ruth and Naomi.
Well, what do you know? They dress just like our chariot riders. What's it say about them?
Would you like me to read some of it to you?
Have you got time before you ring up?
Ring up?
Before your show time.
Oh, yes. A little. Now, you listen. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God."
Hey, that's kind of pretty. I didn't know they had things like that in the Bible.
There are a great many beautiful and inspiring stories in the Bible.
Could you read some more?
Yes, indeed. "Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me."
It's hard to believe you made every stitch of that dress yourself.
Amanda, do you think Mr. John will like it?
Sakes alive, child. He never notices what people wear.
Oh, I thought it would please him.
You don't have to worry about pleasing him, child. You are happy here, ain't you?
Oh, happier than I've ever been. First, I thought I'd never be happy away from the circus, but now... Well, when Uncle Toby wrote and told me to stay here, told me not to come back to the circus, it made everything perfect. That is almost perfect.
Why only almost?
Oh, you know what I mean. You and Mr. John and some of the other people like me, but some... Well, Deacon Elverson and Mrs. Strong, they don't like me. They don't want me here. You know that.
Them? I wouldn't let them worry me.
Well, I try not to.
Well, don't we look fine in our new dress?
He did notice it, Amanda. See?
Well, I'll say he sure is improving since you came here. Goodness, it's so nice out here. I hate to go in, but I got work.
I'll go along with Amanda.
I want to talk to you, Polly.
Later, Mr. John. I got to go now.
Well, what's your hurry? Oh, I see. Good afternoon, Mrs. Strong, Deacon Elverson.
Good afternoon, Mr. Douglas.
Afternoon, Mr. Douglas. You know I don't beat about the bush. We want to talk to you about that girl.
Girl? You mean Polly?
We do.
We want to know how much longer she's going to stay here.
Just a minute. Who's we?
The members of your congregation.
Am I to understand that you are speaking for them?
Yes. This girl is living under the church's roof, eating the church's bread.
Just a moment.
And we...
Let's get this straight. I receive a salary to live on and this parsonage to live in. Any guests that I may have here are my guests, not guests of the church. Remember that, please.
As a member of your congregation, may I point out that your first duty is to your church and its members.
I also have a duty to that girl. I promised an old man who loves her that I'd look after her.
That was 6 months ago. She's well now and able to go back where she came from.
Back where she came from. You call yourself a Christian, and yet you stand there and practically demand that this child be sent back to a life you consider sinful.
I'm not asking you to send her back there. All I... we ask is that you get her away from here.
Well, I won't.
Well, then I'm going to have to do my duty as deacon of the church and warn you that either that girl leaves or we take steps.
That doesn't frighten me. Good afternoon, Deacon. Mrs. Strong.
You haven't heard the last of this.
I should say not.
Good afternoon. Polly. Polly.
Yes, Mr. Jones?
Come out here and sit down beside me. I want to talk to you.
Now what have I done that's wrong?
Nothing, child. I was just wondering, how would you like to go away?
Away?
To a big school where there are lots of other young ladies your age.
Would you be there?
Hardly.
Oh, I wouldn't like any place without you. You want me to go?
You'd learn a great deal at school.
Well, I'm learning right here. You'd be surprised how much I've learned. Why, I know the story of Ruth by heart.
You do?
Sure. Want to hear me say it?
Yes, indeed.
Entreat me not to leave thee or to return.
They shan't do it. I won't let them.
Mr. John, what do you mean?
I'm sorry. Go on.
Why, I can't say it now.
Of course you can. Entreat me not to leave thee. Go on, Polly. Please.
Or to return from following after thee. But whether thou goest, I will go. Oh, don't send me away, Mr. John. Please don't send me away. I don't want to learn anything ever except from you.
There, there, dear. Don't cry. I won't send you away. I promise no matter what happens, I'll never send you away.
Well, John is permitting Polly to remain and creating new complications for himself and for her, as we shall see in the second part of Polly of the Circus after this short intermission in our Brownstone Theater. Perhaps you may remember the actress who created the role of Polly in the original production of this play. It was Mabel Taliaferro, a fine artist who, as you must know, is appearing in a current Broadway production even now as we sit together in the Brownstone Theater. I'm sure she would enjoy the performance by Gertrude Warner in our cast tonight. And in our own theater, our producer, Mr. McGregor, is ready with the second part of Polly of the Circus. The circus is playing a return engagement in the town where Polly has spent so many happy months. At the rise of the curtain, we discover Uncle Toby, who's just dropped in to see Polly.
So just got in, Polly, and I rushed right over. My, you're looking great. And so pretty and so grown up.
You wouldn't believe anyone could change so in less than a year, would you?
No, sir, you wouldn't.
Tell me about everybody. How's the new writer and Bingo and Winky and Mr. Barker? Is he still the manager?
Well, yes, and he said I should tell you your job's waiting in case you want it.
Oh, no, Uncle Toby. I couldn't come back.
No?
Why, when I think of how it used to be at the circus, the noise and rush, the ring with its blazing lights and the awful whirl round and round on Bingo, till my head got dizzy, and the parade through the streets, with me in tights.
Mm.
Oh, no, Uncle Toby. I couldn't go back to that. Not ever.
Yeah, I'm glad you feel that way, Polly. This is the right place for you.
Uncle Toby.
Yeah?
You go in the house and see Amanda.
Huh?
There are some people coming. They wouldn't interest you. Go on. I'll call you when Mr. John comes.
Oh, those people. Well, you bet I'll go on.
Was that one of those circus people I just saw?
Yes, Deacon Elverson. Uncle Toby the Clown, remember him?
No. Was you calculating on going back with him?
Well...
Because if you was, we'll see that nobody stops you.
But I have no idea of leaving here.
That's too bad. Because your stay here is making trouble.
Trouble?
Hmm.
I don't understand.
If Mr. Douglas keeps on being so bullheaded and refusing to send you away, we'll get another minister and we'll get him quick.
Oh, you can't mean that, Mrs. Strong. He hasn't done anything, and And I haven't done anything either.
You've done plenty. Just being here, living in his house. Either you get out of here or he does.
You mean you'd actually fire him if he doesn't send me away?
That's it.
I'll go away. I'll go now with Toby. Only please don't send Mr. John away. But if I go, right now, you'll let him stay, won't you?
Well, yes. We ain't got enough against him. He's a good parson. If you go, we'll keep him on.
All right. It's a bargain. But not a peep out of you to Mr. John. He's got to think I went of my own accord, savvy?
Mm-hmm. I understand, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. I'll get my coat. Uncle Toby? Uncle Toby, I changed my mind. I'm going with you.
Where are you going, Polly?
Oh, Mr. John.
Where did you say we're going?
Hey, did you call me, Polly?
Yeah, I'll be ready in a minute.
Ready? What do you say?
I said I'd go with you. Back to the circus.
Deacon Elverson, is this some of your work?
Me? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not so sure. Polly, just a little while ago, you said you never wanted to leave me.
I know, but that was before Toby came. I didn't know how I really felt till I saw him, till he told me about all my old friends, how they all missed me. All of a sudden, I knew I missed them, too.
Polly, you don't mean that.
Yes, I do. I want to go back. I want to ride Bingo again.
But you can't. I need you.
No. No, you don't need me. You've been awful kind, Mr. John. And I'll never change towards you. But I was born in the circus. That's where I belong.
You belong with me.
No, no. I want Bingo. I want to go round and round the ring. I want to hear the music. I miss all that. I want to see the lights and the people. I want to hear the cheering. I want to live and die in the circus the way troopers do, the way my folks did. It's in my blood, I guess.
Polly, listen to me.
No. I got to go back. Don't try to stop me. It's nothing. Being back in this town again.
You know, Polly, I still don't believe you really wanted to come back. It shows. The way you've been acting. Right now, for instance. You didn't ride in the parade today. And you asked to be let off riding tonight. Barker's real mad.
I'll be all right again since we leave here.
I was a fool to ever let you come back to the Big Top. You don't belong with us anymore.
Oh, don't say that, Uncle Toby. Don't make me feel that I'm in the way here, too.
Too? You wasn't in his way, was you, Paul?
I tried hard not to be, but...
Polly, you love the parson, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, Uncle Toby. I'll never stop loving.
I see.
But let's not talk about it anymore. It's almost time for my act. I'll get ready.
But Polly, you said you couldn't ride tonight.
I changed my mind. I'm going to dress.
Oh, well, I shouldn't have ever let her come back.
Hello, Toby.
Yes?
They said I'd find you here.
Mr. Douglas, I was just thinking about you, but I never expected to see you in the circus grounds.
Polly wasn't in the parade. She's not sick, is she?
Not what you'd rightly call sick, Mr. Douglas.
I'm glad of that. Toby, tell me, is she happy here? Contented?
Mr. Douglas, she ain't a bit happy. And she was happy with you.
I don't think so. If she had been, why did she leave?
That's what I could never figure out. At first, when I seen her at your house, she said nothing could ever make her come back. And then something happened to make her change. Something that you and me don't know about.
Toby, I've got to talk to her.
All right. All right. But don't let on I said anything.
Just leave everything to me. How do I get to see her?
You'll have to wait here. She'll be coming back in a few minutes. Just get behind those trunks.
Thank you, Toby.
Make it quick. Somebody's coming, and you shouldn't be seen here. I'll send her out.
I tell you, I saw him with my own eyes, Deacon Elverson. I saw him come right this way.
Then he's still around here somewhere. Tell you what, Miss Strong, we'll hunt for him. You go that way, I'll go around back of the other tent.
Uh-huh.
We'll find him, and when we do, we'll settle things once and for all.
Mr. John. Oh, you shouldn't have come here. I had no idea it was you Toby said wanted to see me.
I was hoping you'd come to see me.
Well, you know, circus people don't have much time for visiting.
Didn't you want to see me?
Of course. I'm always glad to see old friends.
You meant it when you said you'd never change towards me?
Of course I did.
All right, then. One time I could depend upon your giving me a truthful answer. I believe I still can. Tell me, why did you run away from the parsonage?
I told you, I wanted to come back here.
But you're not happy here.
Who told you that?
Nobody had to tell me. I know, because I'm not happy either.
Oh, Mr. John.
Polly, darling, I want you. I need you. I love you.
No, you must.
I can't help it. Polly, you've got to come back. I've got to hold you in my arms like this.
John, no.
So, miss, this is how you keep your bargain.
Bargain? What bargain?
Please, Deacon Elverson, I didn't mean to see him. I truly meant to keep my word.
Fine hiding a hair of him.
What's all this about a bargain?
I'll tell you. This girl promised she'd go away and never see you again if we kept you on as our minister.
So it was you who drove her away.
We were merely doing our duty.
Duty? You don't know the meaning of the word. You're nothing but a bunch of sneaking hypocrites.
Parson Douglas, I don't allow anyone to talk that way to me, not even the parson.
I'm not your parson, not anymore. I've stayed with you because I believed you and your kind needed me. Now this little girl needs me more. Her place is right here, in my arms. And I'm never going to let her go. Never.
It's where I've wanted to be for so long. John, I love you so.
All right, folks, get moving. Everything's all right now. Everything's all right. Take her home, Mr. John. Take her home. The show's got to go on.
Years have rolled back, for this little while at least, as we have sat together in the Brownstone Theater for a performance of Margaret Mayo's comedy, Polly of the Circus. To our stars, Gertrude Warner and Jackson Beck, my critical compliments. Next week, the Brownstone Theater will be closed temporarily because Mutual will broadcast an address by our Secretary of State, Edward R. Stettinius, Jr. It will be an important address, and I know that all of us will want to hear it. We'll reopen the Brownstone Theater a week after next, when Miss Warner and Mr. Beck will be with us in a highly romantic drama in which Mr. Beck will play François Villon and Miss Warner Catherine de Vaucelle. This will be Justin Huntley McCarthy's great favorite, If I Were King. May I take this occasion to transmit our gratitude for the many letters we've received about the Brownstone Theater. They've been not only friendly and encouraging, but stimulating as well. We hope, all of us, that you'll continue to write to us about our plays, particularly about plays that you may care to suggest for future production. You may be certain that we should consider all of your suggestions carefully. I shall look forward to your letters. and to the pleasure of your company the week after next at the Brownstone Theater for our production of If I Were King. And so, for the time being only, good night.
Brownstone Theater performances are produced in the Mutual Long Acre Theater in New York, which on these occasions becomes our own Brownstone Theater. Your companion at these plays is the distinguished critic and author Clayton Hamilton. The adaptation of Polly of the Circus was made by Eleanor Abbey. The music was directed by Sylvan Levin. The entire production was under the direction of Jock McGregor. Week after next, If I Were King. The Brownstone Theater originates in New York and is heard over most of these stations on Wednesday evening at 9:30 Eastern Wartime. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.